214-520. Help. The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by
the Good Feet Store, Milestone Electric, AC, Plumbing, and more.
All right, so first off, this is a call to action. We do it about once a month, that the helpline is open. And that is your chance, America, to take control of this segment. Anything you would like to tell us, you would like to hear from us, you would like to know about, questions concerning football, life, sport, anything, let us know. 214-520-HELP. Leave us a little message, and we'll play it on the air, and we'll have some fun.
Program it in your phone.
Yes. So, let's dive into a question concerning beer and monks and the like.
So, listen to your segment today about beer and the it came up, the beer being a bread, and it also got me to thinking about the monks back in the 17th century would brew beer. And during Lent, that's all they consumed was the beer they brewed. So my question is, for the Hardline, how long do each of you think you could survive consuming nothing but beer? Thanks. Bye.
Well, you couldn't. I mean, I guess you could, because there's water in beer, but...
Well, you'd have to...
Dump-a-dump-dump.
Drink those thick, bready beers.
Ugh. I mean, it's the closest thing we have to, because just think of it, you're consuming anything outside of water, okay? Water. If you're a dog and all you have is water to drink and the only liquid that you know exists is water, if you're an animal. But if you're a human and all you drink is water, there isn't anything else that you could just consume and be able to live. I don't know if this guy's talking about no food either.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's saying.
Oh, he's saying just that? Okay, so would we live longer off beer than Ham would Dr. Pepper?
Yes.
He already lives on Dr. Pepper.
I know.
Well, if that was the only thing that he put into his body.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be dead in a week.
You think his kidneys would dry up in a week?
So we're basically trying to boil this down to the nutritional outputs of beer versus Dr. Pepper.
Well, you
and
can
like how
choose coffee.
Either could
choose,
sustain a human.
Choose anything. Choose any drink
okay,
that's
I choose
not water.
A protein shake.
No, it's not a drink. You know that.
A shake isn't a drink?
No, it's not at all. A shake has stuff that you're pureeing in there. Could you live off an ice cream shake? And you couldn't do that either. There's no water in, not enough water in there.
So now you're trying to slice out the additives into the liquid, right?
Yeah.
There's a limit.
Like, could you
to
live
where
off-
you say the line is between drink and non-drink?
Well, yeah, but I mean, like it,
so
Celsius.
You're saying shakes and smoothies don't.
They
count.
Don't count. Of
They're
course, you
drinks.
Can live forever. Off.
Those are solids in your mind.
Yes, they are.
I feel like this conversation is just getting dumber and dumber. So I'm going to say, given that I'm not sure I've ever finished a second beer in a sitting, that I would probably die first. I just don't hammer the volume that a lot of my colleagues do.
You're more of an old-fashioned guy.
Well, even that. I mean, I think that somehow it whatever it is that makes people want to get blasted,
mm-hmm.
like it's a conscious choice that tonight
you're getting blasted.
I'd like to lose my mind by drinking so much. I feel like that just skipped me. And so I'm not opposed to strong drink, but I just, when I, it's not hard for me to say, okay, that's good. Like, it's like a plate of spaghetti. I'm into it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need eight of them.
But I mean,
now if spaghetti could get you feeling a little crazy, maybe people would keep eating the spaghetti despite the fact that they're full now. But it feels like the people that drink for purpose never get full of that drink or satisfied.
You equate having a second alcoholic drink as having like a second plate of spaghetti?
No, that's merely a hypothetical.
Okay.
But I don't. I've never been the hey, bring 12 over here type of guy. Just because I don't know. Like I said, it must have skipped me.
You lose the taste for it after one,
maybe two.
Yeah,
but I'm good.
Well, so according to the internet, the monks that would fast for Lent 40 days with beer, they would also drink water. So they weren't just drinking beer. So if you only drank beer and you didn't supplement it with water, you would die of dehydration in days to weeks. If that didn't get you, then scurvy and nutrient deficiencies would kill you within a couple months. And then if you made it through that, you would have organ failure in less than 6 months.
Okay.
Now look up Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
And now do Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, now you gotta do Dr. Pepper.
And then there's just one picture of Ham, who's lived for 35 years.
I'm pretty confident I went a month straight without only drinking Dr. Pepper. Like, that was the only thing I drank.
You don't think you had any water in there?
Yes. And I think I only stopped that because I started playing drums, and that completely wiped me out.
And that is sometime in the last 5 years, right?
Yes.
A month with no liquid but Dr. Pepper.
Your prognosis is about the same, but the only additional thing that you would run into was metabolic damage and acute dental decay.
Yeah.
Well, I brush my teeth every day, so I'm good on that front.
With Dr. Pepper.
With Dr. Pepper.
Or was that your consumption of water?
I'm not consuming the water that I'm using to brush my teeth.
I know.
Why not?
Well,
because I don't want my Dr. Pepper to taste like toothpaste.
Dr. Pepper. So great. Okay, what do you think you consume Dr. Pepper-wise, like, honestly, on a daily basis? Do you think, like, 24 ounces more?
At least 2 cans a day.
Okay. And will you not have a can until you get up here to work?
Yes.
And so you'll have 2 during your shift, and that'll be about it?
1 during the shift and 1 when I get home.
Oh, okay. What if you go out to dinner?
I'll get a Dr. Pepper.
There are a lot of restaurants that don't have that, though, right?
I don't go there.
Do you ever get the giant fountain drink at the gas station? Like, do you ever drink like 64 ounces of Dr. Pepper?
Not really. Mainly because I just don't go to gas stations.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's got the electric car.
Do you dabble in suicides when you go get the fountain drink?
Not since, like, the third grade.
Yeah, he likes what he likes. And Dr. Pepper is what he likes. But you're okay with Coke and Mr. Pibb at all?
Why does every third grader think a suicide...
On occasion.
...is a good idea?
It's the worst idea.
Suicide, for those who are thinking I'm actually talking about taking your own life...
No.
No one thinks that.
In the soda space, it's what every 8-year-old boy thinks. If I have an option to choose my own soda, what if I made a concoction that is my own? And they all turn into scientists, including me, by the way, and including probably both of you.
Do we have a woke term for suicides?
For modern day suicides in the soda space? There's got to be a woke term, right? That's certainly been canceled. That's a great one. They had to come for that, right? Or is that just not mainstream enough?
I don't think
anymore?
I don't hear it. I don't ever remember. Do you remember hearing your kids say that when they went to like a restaurant with a soda fountain? I think that was our generation.
Was that an 80s and 90s thing?
Was that a thing for y'all at all?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, all right. So it's crossed over.
What'd you call it?
Called it suicide.
Okay.
Maybe we could be the first to name it.
And share it with kids?
Yeah.
Like we're drug dealers or something? All right, well, let us know if you get scurvy, Ham. Yeah. We want to be able to intervene.
Maybe it's an inclusive
rainbow.
Yeah,
my organs are failing.
If your teeth start falling out, let us know.
What's going to happen first? Scurvy or teeth rot?